We're just starting on Acts chapter 28, the last chapter of the book of Acts. This has been quite a journey, hasn't it? Well, it has been for Paul, too. After 14 days in a hurricane-like storm, the Alexandrian grain ship has run aground on a sandbar at the intersection of two rivers. The bow is stuck in the sandbar, and the stern is being battered by the waves. As we find them now, we discover that all 276 men have survived the storm and the shipwreck. As I said last time, it's a miracle by any measurement. Well, some have had to swim to shore. Others have floated on planks or pieces of the broken ship. They no doubt had to help each other to make it to the shore. And now, as we find them on the island, they are exhausted and soaking wet. The winds are still very strong. The storm has not blown itself out yet. And as John MacArthur noted, the wind is blowing so hard that it is turning the raindrops into darts. And there they are, beached on a place that they cannot even identify. Well, let's see what we can glean from Luke's introduction to this chapter. We pick up at verse 1. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire, and they welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Now, Luke said that at some point in time, they learned that the island was called Malta. Why didn't they recognize it, especially the sailors? Well, firstly, they were in a storm. It was still raining very hard, so hard that it was probably very difficult to make out any of the island's features. Second, as others have noted, they did not arrive by the usual port, which was called Valletta. What we now call St. Paul's Bay was not the usual port. Valletta was on another part of the island, the one the sailors would have used had they docked under normal circumstances. The island itself was some 17 miles long and 10 miles wide. Its topography is fairly consistent. So during a clear day, the soldiers would no doubt have recognized certain landmarks or features. It's been such a horrendous trip to this island that we really should get some details about it before diving into the exciting story just ahead of us. So I'm going to piece together various historical sources to give us a picture of the island itself. Well, Malta is a small island south of Sicily. Its history was greatly influenced by its highly strategic Mediterranean location. The island was controlled at one time or another by the Phoenicians, Romans, Arabs, the Knights, Hospitallers, the French, and the British. Malta's independence finally came about in 1964, and it became a member of the European Union in 2004. Pretty recent, so this is really a great stretch of history, isn't it? Malta has, over the years, then been conquered by numerous nations. And today, it is still its independent island. Well, we'll see more about Malta and what happens with Paul next time on Verse by Verse.